If I can then ask Patrick Gill from the Northern Ireland Council for Ethnic Minorities to address us, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for the Labour Party in Northern Ireland inviting me today to address this platform. Today, I'm more focused about the underachievement of ethnic minority in Northern Ireland. Just follow up what Tony earlier on to talk about the working class, in particular Protestant, having a similar pattern or situation. Education has a key role to play in eradicating racism and varying diversity. This was one of the main conclusions announced by Sir William Matheson in the wake of the Stephen Lawrence Inquiry Report, published in 1999. The Stephen Lawrence Inquiry Report defined racism as the collective failure of an organization to provide an appropriate and professional service to people because of their color, culture, or ethnic origin. It can be seen or detected in processes, attitude, and behavior which amount to discrimination through unwitting prejudice, ignorance, thoughtlessness, and racist stereotyping which disadvantage minority ethnic people. The report acknowledged the key role that education has to play and recommended that the national curriculum should better reflect modern Britain. It also recommended race equality strategy being put in place in school. The aim being that by building an example of good practice that already exists, school could make the goal of challenging racism and varying diversity central to their practice. So you look at all this first part, it's all under, you know, the Labour government in post-1997. And you look at, you know, the Great Britain, during that period, there are a lot of improvement in terms of education achievement within the ethnic minority. In particular, the most disadvantaged group, the Black African and Black Caribbean. In Northern Ireland, it is just like a blank sheet, as the Northern Ireland government did not conduct any research on the needs of ethnic minority students. Here, I refer to, you know, ethnic minority students, including secular ethnic minority, secular religious minority, migrants, whether they are from EU or outside EU, asylum seeker and refugee, as well as other immigration status. So it means, you know, inclusive for all the ethnic groups. Nor the government they collect any monitoring data to look at the specific needs and also issues affecting ethnic minority students. As a result, we could not see the department benchmark any racial equality within the educational system in Northern Ireland, as highlighted in the Stephen Lawrence Inquiry Report. Despite the devolved government endorse the racial equality strategy for Northern Ireland, we do have, you know, the racial equality strategy. It also requires each department and the next step agency to develop an action plan to implement the sixth aim of the strategy. But most of the action plan is flawed. It has been, you know, highly debated in the Assembly in 2009. There is a reason why we embarked the first piece of scoping research looking at current monitoring data within the department. We also conduct a small survey. We received roughly around, you know, over 100, you know, respondents from the ethnic minority student in 30 selected post-primary school. We also conduct a number of focus groups from various ethnic minority community to look at, you know, the whole underachievement or the educational issue in the broader sense. In any society, education is the only route to have social mobility in our society. It is uncommon for the migrant community to outperform the white community in Great Britain. Recently, basically last week, The Guardian they published about the Polish student in England and Wales have shown, you know, the same case. They outperformed, you know, the white working class British people. In Northern Ireland, we follow the same trend as the rest of the United Kingdom. Ethnic minority are the tops of the top, but also at the same time, we are also the bottoms of the bottom. So I think today I'm more or less, you know, to focus about, you know, both ends and then see what happens. At GCSE level, ethnic minority in Northern Ireland, we are 5 to 10% higher than the local average in achieving 5 subjects of grade C to A. So it's a quite huge disparity in one sense. At A-level result, the gap a little bit narrow to between 3 to 5% higher than the local average in achieving 3 subjects of grade C to A in A-level. But at the bottom end, we are 10 to 15% higher than the local average without any qualification when leaving the school. Despite the two majority communities have narrowed down the gap from 8 to 4% without qualification. But of course, you know, you're talking about in, you know, different pocket area or different working class area. Like Tony mentioned, you know, in certain Protestant, you know, community, it can, you know, have much higher proportion in, you know, different part of, you know, Northern Ireland. So if you have no qualification and you also are an ethnic minority student, what will be your future? Do you have any future at all? Of course not. And historically, if you look at, you know, the Chinese community or other settled ethnic minority community like the Indian community, in most cases, those what we call, you know, the failed, you know, in the educational system, they still have a cushion because they're going back to working in the traditional industry from their parents. What I refer to going back to the catering business. So at least, you know, there are some sort of cushion or job, you know, a job opportunity in one sense. But what I refer all these, you know, what we call the segregated economy, because of, you know, their underachievement, that they can't, you know, participate in the public life. At the bottom hand, it also highlights the most underachieving group, the Black African and Black Caribbean in Northern Ireland. It constitutes 9% of those ethnic minority who receive no qualification when leaving the school. The rest of the ethnic minority are from all different ethnic groups, but the number is too small. Take for example, like Malaysian, it constitutes 3.8% without any qualification. Pakistani, 2.8%. Mixed marriage, 3%. White, 2.8%. White, in here, they refer to those from Poland, from Lithuania, you know, those new arrival from the former A or now the current A2 country. So for the other, roughly around 18.2%, which is the numerical is so small, they can't, you know, put into, you know, specific ethnic group or racial group. This is the same chance as the rest of the Great Britain. This is a group I refer to the black boy or the black girl from African Caribbean. This group, they does not have the language barrier if you compare with other groups like Chinese, Indian. Well, Indian already four generations, they have less that problem, the same now as Chinese. But if you compare with other, like the newcomer, like those from Poland, from Lithuania, or from the Filipino community. In UK, this is also a group of, you know, a high percentage of single-parent family without any male figure. But we don't have similar research in Northern Ireland. So I think we should, you know, do more research to focus why this group are so much underperformed compared with the rest of other ethnic groups. In real politics, when ethnic minority requests for special measure or positive action program to alleviate this underachievement of ethnic minority within our educational system, the government in response to say very clear, ethnic minority should under the mainstreaming provision, such as ethnic school is a good school. The current, what we call the current public service agreement, in which the Department of Education, they also select certain performance indicators. In performance indicator number 10, helping our children and young people to achieve full education. So they will suggest, okay, we will monitor that data. Also under 19, raising the standard in our school. The latter is the minimum standard generally by school leaver in order to progress to further education, training, and employment. We have been asking for DEL, Department of Employment and Learning, what percentage of ethnic minority involving in, you know, the next stage in terms of, you know, training, vocational training, or apprentices or others. They don't have any figure. And I think it is, you know, very, very difficult if you can't get any data we cannot benchmark any racial equality strategy or racial equality promotion in Northern Ireland. But today I'm also trying to share the top ends. Why the top ends of ethnic minority, they outperform other ethnic minority as well, the white group, the same challenge as in England, Wales and Scotland. I can use my example from the Chinese community. If you remember the Chinese community, when they coming to the Great Britain in the 60s, most of these group of people, they're coming from the new territory in Hong Kong, which are most of them, they are farmers, or the former farmers, or fishermen. They have very low education. So that's why the first generation, they have no language, no English proficiency. But how on earth the children, now they outperform all the ethnic group within the UK. The Chinese community in Great Britain, through one generation, from the bottom from the 60s up into the 90s, then they come into the top of the top. And I think one thing striking me, not only from our own Chinese community, most of the migrant community, because the mentality as a migrant community, we are just like an underdog. We don't want our children to do exactly the same job, 12 hours, 7 days a week, without any resting. So the only way to going through the whole system is through education. So education is so powerful to create a kind of social mobility for the different ethnic groups. So that's why the family aspiration, it is one of the main tricks in achieving that kind of educational achievement. I think there are a lot of things we can learn from each other, in particular to tackle the working class Protestant issue. And I think because at the moment, they really lack of that aspiration or to get change, so that we were being stuck. And I think it's very important we can learn in the same process to learn from each other. We would like to encourage the Department of Education to benchmark more racial equality to deal with the underachievement of ethnic minority students in Northern Ireland. We also like the Labour Party in Northern Ireland to support our suggestion to put this issue into your work in the future. The last but not the least, I would like to appeal to the National Executive of the Labour Party, the shadowing team in Northern Ireland, to pressurize the coalition government to implement the rest of the Good Friday Agreement, in particular the Legacy Commission and the Bill of Rights for Northern Ireland. I think it is an important element in the jigsaw of the whole Good Friday Agreement we should fully implement. I think in particular the Bill of Rights for Northern Ireland, it is the only way we can move the way forward, in particular to redress and address those disadvantages. Thank you very much.